This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got to read this email to you. This is very, very interesting, and it touches upon a really good subject that we really haven't talked about, controlling other people, okay? This is what he writes. Why is this country so against government control? Maybe totalitarianism or fascism is the way to go. For example, the Kentucky clerk who was elected to that position and won't give out marriage licenses based on her choosing under the guise of religion. People need to be herded and organized as we do with school children or sports teams. He writes, my football coach was a dictator, worked for us, can work for everybody. And I know some of you are listening to that going, man, this guy should move. I know. Okay, this is America, buddy. But can you control people? I mean, is that what this country needs? I disagree. I cannot stand. I cannot stand the idea of somebody taking control, somebody coming into government and telling us what to do. But he brings up a very important point when it comes to children, when it comes to sports teams, etc. If you notice, we have little dictatorships going on all the time. Okay? We have little, communal, sometimes even communistic tendencies in certain workplaces. All right, we employ and we integrate a variety of different governmental type behaviors in our lives, whether it's in our household. I mean, like, my kids know gosh darn well it's a dictatorship in my house. None of this, all right, let's take a vote. No democracy. Mom and dad are in charge. Most of the time, mom's in charge. All right? That's just the way it is. I can veto. I can filibuster. I can do whatever the hell I like. I'm mama. And so we do, all right, and I mean, if you notice, we do seem to, living under this beautiful democracy and this republic that we're in, and thank God we get to live in America and we have America existing as it does, but we do have little dictatorships going on. All right? I mean, football coaches, what he says goes. All right, does the team get to take a vote? No, I think I want to do this play. No, I disagree. Let's have a debate. Oh, hell no. The coach says we're doing this play, and that's the way it is. Okay, I mean, he didn't even say that. He'll just look at you, and, you know, you turn to stone. All right, I mean, same thing with school. You heard, that was an interesting term he used, heard the kids. You do, you heard the kids. You know, and when I was a Sunday school teacher, you know, you used your body weight. It's funny. You used intimidation. You used physical intimidation, not purposely, but I would have to block the door with my body as the kids were running into the classroom after recess, running around, and, you know, some of them wanted to bounce back out of the room. I put my butt in front of the doorway. So then somebody could say, well, there was intimidation. Okay, you were subconsciously or inadvertently threatening them with your physical body presence, blocking them from running out of the classroom. So we do things like this all the time. Okay, but, you know, you can't, even if you think things are not going your way, all right, you can't go to control. and forcing somebody to do something as a way to psychologically have them do it. The best way to have somebody do something you want is not to force them, but to convince them that that's a good idea. All right? A lot of these takeovers that happen, let's look at Hitler, okay? He convinced people that he was the right choice. Okay? He just didn't come, he didn't get elected saying, you don't elect me, I'll kill you. He was very suave in the beginning. Okay? All right? He made the German people think that his party was going to be the best, to the point that they were advertising for him and they were promoting him. So, you know, I don't know what to say about this, the Kentucky clerk. You know, I don't understand how the government could force you to do something against your religion, but I'm also confused how you could be an elected official and take a job knowing you're going to have to do something you don't like. So I'm really kind of confused. I don't know why she can't be doing a job that she feels comfortable with, that doesn't have to deal with anything that would be against her personal beliefs, and just, you know, move positions, etc. But I guess this is going to be a landmark case, depending on how far this goes in the courts, on if you become an elected official and the law says one thing and all of a sudden the law changes and it doesn't agree with your religious beliefs, are you required to still perform that act if you were an elected official? You know, it's a very, very interesting case, and we're kind of watching this. It'd be nice if she could, you know, go back to work, just, you know, fill another position and let people who now legally have a right to marry get married. That's their legal right. They earned it. So, but no, having government come in and tell people what to do and tell people how to do it. Okay. Like me with my show. If I walked in and I told Tom, you know what, you're going to do this, you know, he'd be like, what, man, go take a hike. But if I go, what do you think? Right. Yeah, you would. I know. Oh, you're sweet. No, but actually, I don't tell you what to do. I manipulate you. Oh. I manipulate you into thinking that you came up with the idea. See? There's a difference. But I never tell you what to do.
Brilliant.
Okay?
Now I'm on to you.
I'm like, oh, Tom, you're such a good engineer. Don't you think it would be a good idea if we did this? See? That's how we do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. I got to manipulate Tom some more on break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I should probably mention the big boss, Ted. Everybody thank Ted. Yay, Ted! Woo! And I guess we should also thank Lee. Okay, it doesn't hurt. Yay, Lee! Woo-hoo! Steven Spielberg. Yeah! Lucas Films. Okay. I am so excited about Star Wars coming out. I'm sick of the trailer, though. They keep showing the same trailer. Chewie, we're home. Come on, man. Make it a little bit more exciting. But that's supposed to be coming out soon. Got Hunger Games coming out. Can't wait for that one. Can't wait for Batman versus Superman. Superman is sexier, so I'm probably going to vote for Superman. He's just, you know, the bright colors. I was not as big a fan of Batman. See, I think Batman, you know, because he needs a suit. You know, he can't just walk around naked and be, you know, a superhero. Okay? Superman can. And in fact, I would recommend a movie like that, please. Okay? All right? None of this blue-red stuff, okay? He's good-looking. Show off his stuff. I mean, you know, shirtless. We'll do shirtless because we got to keep it clean for kids. But still, Batman, he needs a suit. So I think Superman's going to win on that one. And then I don't know why I'm so into movies recently. Oh, I want to see that one where it's the U.S. Coast Guard. It was a true story about a Coast Guard rescue back in World War II. That looks really, really good. I love history. And I love modern-day films going back to a historical event. I think that's really, really cool. And that looks good. And then the Mount Everest, a bunch of people climbing Mount Everest, and I think an avalanche happens. And I think that's supposed to be based on a true story, so that looks good. So we got a lot of busy entertainment, which is good because, you know, sometimes you guys are listening to radio and you're not being too entertained. We were talking about dictatorships. One of the biggest dictatorships is going to the doctor, okay? You have to show up to the doctor when he says, okay? And if you miss the appointment, you get charged. If you come late, sometimes he won't see you. All right? He says to take a medicine. You don't like it, you get out. Not the most democratic process. I when I first started practicing medicine, I didn't call it, you know, the democratic process. I called it a buffet. I live in Las Vegas. So this is the home of the buffet. So what I did with my patients, more so than I do now, is I give options. And so when I first started practice, I'm like, look, okay, here's plate number one, here's plate number two, plate number three, plate number four. No, don't reach for the alcoholic beverage. We're looking at the plates right now, okay? All right, this plate, you could do your colonoscopy, you could do your biopsy, you could do that. This plate, we could just do, sitz baths and hemorrhoidectomy. This one, you know, we could do nothing. You know, and I go, you know, which plate do you want? Okay, you and I'm here to educate you on the different plates of your buffet, okay, your different entrees, and then you decide which one you want to dig into. Well, I learned that that wasn't very effective as a doctor, okay, because patients would say, you know, my doctor said I didn't have to do anything, it was an option. And I was like, oh, hell no, okay, you know, I said, yeah, of the one options is, you know, sticking your head in the sand and not doing nothing. Okay, and, you know, this possibly being cancer and killing you. I didn't say that was my favorite option, but you said it was an option. And because you said there was an option where we could watch and wait, I chose that option. And I was like, okay, wait a second. People may be misguided by the whole buffet, make a decision, let's collectively decide. And it stinks because I was trained to make sure that you have this as a team effort. And I still do. I still make it a team effort. But I notice I have to show my biases a little bit more vehemently and passionately than I used to. Okay? So, for example, you know, I've had this lump on my breast now for years. Doc, I'd like to ignore it. So rather than saying, yeah, you know, you can ignore it or we could do a biopsy, rather than doing that, if I think it needs to be biopsied, I'll be like, look, yeah, you can't ignore it, but, you know, if it were me, I'd probably want to get it checked out and I'd want to maybe even remove it because it could be hiding something underneath. But that's me. Okay, I can't make you do something that I would do, but I could very honestly tell you what I would do myself. Now, I know my professors would be like, wait, why are you bringing up your own breasts in the conversation with your patients? Leave your breasts out of it. Okay, this is about the patient. Oh, no, I bring up my body parts all the time. In fact, sometimes my body parts accidentally fall out. So, of course, they're going to be a conversation piece. But, you know, I think patients want to know, what would you do? Okay? I'd leave it alone. You know, I'd leave it alone. But, it's not my favorite way to practice medicine. Okay? You know, what a doctor would do who has a death wish, maybe, right? Or who's scared of needles, or, you can't take, you know, the person in front of you as to whatever they would do would be the right thing to do. But if a doctor or a medical provider thinks that something could be dangerous, okay? They should tell them. If they have a funny feeling about something, why not bring it up? I do. I get funny feelings a lot, okay? And Preparation H sometimes doesn't handle it. You know, and I'll tell, you know, like I told you guys that story about that man who had a big golf ball-sized mass in his lungs. You know, I told him, look, I wanted addressed, but nah, I don't feel bad with this one. It needs to be addressed, but I don't want you starting to load the gun like you know. He was the type of guy, he's like, you know what, no, you know, I'm going to leave this world my own way. I'm like, oh, hell no. And I had told him, look, you know, I don't think it's cancer, but this looks very, very odd. And you smoke, so we have to assume it's cancer until we prove that it's not. Send him to the doctor, the cardiovascular surgeon calls me up upset, saying, this is cancer, and the patient is saying, you said it's not, so he doesn't have to do anything. I'm like, no, I did it. I told him I don't want him worried, but it has to be taken out. I told him it has to be taken out, otherwise I wouldn't have sent him to you. So they take out the lobe of the lung that has the big mass in it, and it was a fungal ball. And it was actually one of the things I told the patient that I thought it was. I'm like, this could just be a fungal ball. So patient had this big, huge mass taken out of the lung. He stopped smoking. I was really excited about that. He was still a little upset that it was never cancer to begin with, but thank God it wasn't cancer. I can't stand that when patients get mad at me when it wasn't cancer. I never had cancer? Really? I never had cancer? I'm furious! I'm like, will you stop and listen to yourself for a second? You don't have cancer. Come on. Please. Yeah, by the way, I'm Jewish, okay? And I have a lot of Jewish patients, sometimes Israeli. And many of you guys like to use the excuse for the Jewish holidays to not go and, you know, get your medical stuff done. Well, that's a bunch of bullcrap. Had a patient yesterday. I told him, look, you know, you need to do something, you know, in the next few days. I need you to follow up. No, I can't. You know, we got the high holidays. No. I go, bull, that doesn't even start till Sunday. Don't mess with me. I know our calendar. If I tell you to get something done, you get something done. And so I've started to become a lot more dictatorial, totalitarian in my office. Yeah, they have the right to refuse service. They have the right to not take the medication. And sometimes I'll say, look, you know, in case you need it, here it is. But if I think somebody needs something, I'm going to say, look, you have got to take your diabetes medication. I'm tired of your blood sugar being close to 400. I'm tired of your blood pressure being close to 200. You take your blood pressure medicine. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I notice I get better results that way. So, you know, many of you don't like doctors like that. We're going to be talking about in the next segment how to save money. There's an article circulating 7 tips for lowering your medical bills. Okay? Let me preface that segment by it's going to take a lot of negotiating and working with the doctor. All right? We doctors are I don't want to use the word cocky, stubborn, but we have a lot of miles on us, okay? And many of us are not very green, even just coming out of school, because we've been told a lot of lines, and we know when a patient is not going to be compliant. We just kind of have an idea. And we're responsible for you. You decide not to follow up with the specialist. Somehow, some lawyer still finds us responsible. So because our medical credentials are on the line, our malpractice is on the line, our premiums, our house, our office, you know, our career is on the line, we're going to be a little bit more bold in telling you what you need to do. All right? And many of you guys that are getting discharged from your doctor's offices, look, I didn't want to take the medication. I thought it would hurt me, and he discharged me. You have a right to not put something in your body. Absolutely, you have a right. This is your body. But the doctor has a right to not take care of you. If he thinks his plan is the best plan for you and you don't follow it, yeah, he has that right to discharge you. Unfortunately, that's what, you know, I mean, it's one of the only things doctors have in their arsenal as a choice anymore. So we're going to be tough, all right? We're going to be a little stubborn. Your job, though, is to make sure you're educated. Your job is to make sure you got a second opinion, third opinion. You got 5 doctors telling you to take this chemotherapy agent, all right, because it'll help your cancer. That's going to probably help you make a decision a little bit easier than just one. Don't go away. How to save money at the doctor's office. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A very common email I get is, my doctor doesn't like me asking questions. Every time I ask a doctor a question, he's curt, doesn't allow me to answer questions, leaves the room before I could ask questions. So, you're right. I've seen that happen. It happened to me as a patient. I remember having a whole list right before I was having surgery when I thought I had breast cancer, and I barely got in one question before he ran out. A lot of reasons for that. Okay? You know, you could easily get caught up in an hour-long conversation. I think being worried about breast cancer deserves an hour-long conversation, but in this day and age, it doesn't seem to happen anymore, which is a real shame. So, doctors are afraid they're going to get caught up in a long conversation. There's also liability. Sometimes the longer you talk to a patient, the more you're on the hook for. Patient said, but you said I didn't have to do this. You said I didn't have to do that. A lot of times doctors will communicate to you in writing. You know, you will have instructions, and those instructions will be photocopied and scanned or emailed, and they will be in writing. So you don't have the, well, he said, she said thing. No, in writing it said, you need to follow up in 24 hours, you need to have the stitches removed, you need to do wound care, you need to do X, Y, and Z. It's becoming a little more cold, right? A little more distant, where you're getting handouts now rather than sitting down and the doctor kind of talking to you about how to get in there and clean out that wound. See, I like to talk. I can sit there and talk to my patient about a festering rectal abscess all day. I just like to talk. What you got to do is you got to soak, and when you soak, you got to really get it in there. You got to squeeze the stuff out, but you got to make sure you clean it, and then you got to make sure you kind of pat it dry. You don't want it to. I mean, I can sit there and talk about that all day long. I'm good at that kind of stuff. We just don't have the time. Now, we have the heavy, heavy burden of our health insurance covering less and less, and your medical bills are going up. I don't understand all these articles saying health costs are down. The only explanation I could have for that, if that's really the case, is people are going to the doctor less. I've put off my knee surgery. I've put off a hysterectomy. I've just put everything off. So you're right. If you look at the money I spent on my health, it's gone way down. Why? Because my deductible's so high that I can't afford it. So I got this real crappy expensive insurance and I can't use it. So that's why my health care costs are down, because I'm not using my insurance, even though I'm spending more than I ever have. Well, news broke yesterday that about half of us are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Half of us. Okay? We were told that by the year 2030, maybe half of us would be diabetic. We already know now in 2015 that half of us are diabetic or pre-diabetic. So, we got some issues here. So, Fox News has an article here, 7 tips for lowering your medical bills, even if you have health insurance. Apparently 90% of Americans have health insurance now. 29 million still do not have coverage. I'm really, you know, jaded by those numbers, because personally, I don't think my health insurance qualifies. An $11,500 deductible, it to me is not health insurance. I think it's a crock, and I think I'm being, you know, cheated, and I'm really upset about that, but that's not, you know, that's just me. You know, we don't have to just talk about me. So first they say you got to find the right plan. So a lot of you guys will pick a plan that may be, let's say, cheaper premiums, or you may pay more money for a plan that has a lower deductible. You need to kind of weigh what you need. So, like, for example, if you're a diabetic, high cholesterol patient, status post bypass, maybe you have a blood clot or two, a lot of genetic type stuff going on, and the medicines that you're on to control your blood pressure are not generic, but they are the fancy schmancy brand name ones, and you cannot swap your medications for nothing. These are medications you need. Then you need to pick a plan that has great coverage of your brand name. Okay? You just have to. If not, and you're like, no, you know, I really don't get sick that much. Every now and then I just need a Z-Pack and I'm good. Then you could probably get away with a plan where the generics are pretty cheap. You got to look at your prescription costs. If your generic is like $4 or $5, take advantage of that. And that may be a good plan for you. If you have a gynecologist, and that is the only gynecologist that will take your case, that's my problem. Most gynecologists in town are like, Dahlia Wax, I'll pass on. You know, but I found one gynecologist, and I, you know, she will continue to take care of me. It is the one of the most daunting feats, and you know, sometimes she even has to use her feet. I mean, I have a lot of gynecological territory that needs to be, you know, addressed and worked on and covered. So I'm only going to pick a plan that I know she's on. Keep in mind, these things change. Doctors get dropped from plans. Doctors may drop a plan. You got to keep that in mind. They say visit only in-network providers. Going to an out-network provider could be a problem. Okay, you know, some of you guys may really love seeing Dr. Dahlia, and thank you. But if I'm not in that network, your insurance isn't going to pay. And so, you know, I always recommend, even to my patients that really like me, you got to see an in-network doctor. You can always come to me for a consult. Go, look, this is what my doctor's doing. Do you agree? I do that a lot, even for people out of state. They come in going, look, this was my labs. This is what my doctor ordered. Would you add anything or would you take anything away? And I'd be like, I would recommend this. All right? Do that. Get all your tests done. Do everything in-network. And then if you want to run it by me, I'll look at it. That kind of thing. Okay? So make sure your in-network providers is important. Some of you guys get flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts. Okay? You get to budget your medical expenses. You get some tax benefits. If your employer offers one, okay, take advantage of it. All right, anything, by the way, anything your employer has to match, okay, that's just money in the bank. Try to take advantage of that. Okay, I thought it was amazing. I only had one job where I had an employer that would actually match certain benefits for me, and I was like, oh my gosh. And that's just free money. Take it. All right? I mean, I know you have to put money in for him to match, but it's so worth it. So if you can take advantage of that, do so. They say FSAs could sometimes be use it or lose it accounts. So you have to be very, very careful with your flexible spending accounts, and you need to make sure that you don't lose any of that money at the end of the year. Your HSAs are available for people that have the high deductible health plans. If so, and your employer doesn't offer an HSA, sometimes you can open one yourself. HSA is an account, and the balance does get to be carried over year after year, unlike the FSA, so make sure you know the difference. Okay, if you get a free physical under the Affordable Health Care Act, get it. If you get certain immunizations like your pneumonia shot, your shingles vaccine, flu shot, certain screenings, do it. The big problem I'm, though, noticing is people are going from doctor to doctor, coming in for a physical, and you only get one physical a year. So the patient is saying, no, I haven't seen a doctor, so I go and I see them, and I do a physical, and then the insurance doesn't cover it, saying he just had a physical a couple months ago. No. And you're like, well, why did you come in and do that? Well, because I don't have a copay. So I just have to tell medical providers out there, look, patients a lot of times will have to pay a lot for that non-physical. So they may come in as a physical and the insurance will be wise to it and not pay you. And then you got stuck. So, you know, and patients, please be honest. Okay. You know, doctors can't keep seeing people for free. Prescription drugs. Okay. There's ways to save money. Some medicines can be cut in half. Some can't. Okay, don't start cutting your medicines in half without running it by your doctor. Sometimes there's combo blood pressure medicines. Rather than paying copays on two or three different medicines, there's some combo medicines you could take. All right, not bad. You know, some medicines can deal with two issues. There's some medicines out there that can deal with your diabetes and cholesterol at the same time. If you have low thyroid and just a touch bit of high cholesterol or a touch bit of blood pressure or a touch bit of thyroid, maybe try the or a touch bit of prediabetes, maybe try the thyroid medicine first. Maybe try diet. Maybe try exercise. Try not to go to the doctor to begin with. Okay? Keep yourselves healthy. All right? Generics over brand names may save you money, even though I don't understand why doxycycline is so expensive. Doxycycline is an age-old antibiotic, and for some reason, that's really expensive. Sometimes go to the websites to get coupons. Sometimes there's coupons, all right? And then negotiating bills. Sometimes your supervisor in the doctor's office or hospital can help you negotiate or do payment plan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, what happens in Vegas usually makes global headlines. And yesterday we were just shocked at seeing that British Airways jet catch on fire at my hometown airport. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the engine failure that caused an intense fire on a British Airways Boeing 777 as it prepared to take off of Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport. 20 patients had to go to the hospital. From what I understand, all have been released and are in, doing well. It blows my mind that there weren't more injuries, and thank God. Oh, my gosh. Passengers used inflatable slides to escape the blaze, and it was just right before the plane was supposed to embark on a 10-hour flight to London. You saw smoke. You saw the plane on fire, and then you saw the deflatable ramps, and they said that the fire was so intense that windows were starting to melt on the plane. Sunrise Hospital, one of the biggest hospitals in my neck of the woods, treated 20 patients. The airline said Wednesday that everybody had been released. So there we go. So they have been released, and they are going to cooperate with the National Transportation Safety Board to figure out what is going on. Cockpit alarms could be heard on recordings of the pilot's mayday call to air traffic controllers. Apparently, the engine failure happened right after they were cleared for takeoff around 4:13 p.m. yesterday. Passenger Letha Dunn heard a tremendous explosion from behind. She said, "Since I'm still alive, it must be just that a tire exploded, because if an engine exploded, I probably wouldn't be having these thoughts." Then some of the passengers came running from the rear of the plane saying, "The plane's on fire. We have to get off this plane." They were just about to take off. Luckily, the pilots obviously saw the smoke, and evacuation chutes were deployed. Total of 159 passengers were on board Flight 2276, along with three pilots and 10 cabin crew. Clark County Fire Chief John Klassen told the AP News that the fire did not appear to breach the cabin. Thank God. The fire was out by 4:18 p.m. People actually had times to grab their bags. You saw a lot of people grab overhead bags. You're looking at this going, oh my gosh, it's going to explode. Crew members did a phenomenal job, from what we understand, communicating instructions to the passengers, everybody. I am just so proud of everybody with that. According to Mr. Worthington, they were brilliant. The communication was crystal clear. The fire shut down the runway till about midnight. Three other runways did remain in service, and passengers were taken to area hotels. So, from what I understand, the pilot, I guess, or the captain of the British Airways jet is a veteran pilot who was supposed to retire next week. The pilot, known as Chris Hankey, 63 years old, from Reading, Berkshire, was applauded by passengers for averting this potential disaster, what could have been a potential disaster with multiple more injuries and deaths, unfortunately. And he had been a pilot for 42 years. He ordered the evacuation of the 157 passengers and crew, and it was, I just think everybody involved was phenomenal. So you're looking at this, you're just like, thank God it could have happened. You know, things could have been so bad. So, all right. I know, it's like Scully, Captain Scully landing. Did he land in the Hudson or the East River? I think he landed the plane on the Hudson. Wow. You know, you look at, these pilots. People bad mouth, I don't know, first responders and teachers and pilots and doctors. People bad mouth professionals all the time. Okay? I would just say shut the hell up, because we've got some real good people out there. Thank God. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So there's an independent nonprofit organization that is looking at the cost effectiveness of new medicines and their clinical effectiveness. And they're saying that this new class of cholesterol lowering drugs that we are all excited about, way too expensive. They are big fans of it. The FDA has approved two brands of the injectable drugs, the PCSK9 inhibitors. Proluent, made by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and Sanofi, will cost $14,600 for a year of treatment. Amgen set a price of $14,100 for its version called Repatha. Apparently, the Boston-based Institute for Clinical and Economic Review said its analyses indicated that the price that best represents the overall benefits the drug would provide patients would actually be $3,600 to $4,800 a year, which is 67% less than the list prices. They said even if these drugs were used in just over 25% of eligible patients, then employers, insurers, and patients would need to spend on average more than $20 billion a year for these drugs. It would take a further price reduction to an annual cost of $2,100 in order to not have to try to limit patient use to keep overall healthcare costs down. Now, what are these PCSK9 inhibitors? Remember, they lowered levels of bad cholesterol? LDL, I don't care how good your good cholesterol is, having high LDL is still an independent risk factor for heart disease. Pretty scary stuff, all right? And these PCSK9 inhibitors can lower it about 55 to 60% in patients who are not able to reduce their levels with the statins like Lipitor, et cetera. Or there's people out there that can't tolerate statins. All right, since we know that statins can help cut heart attack risk, I'm a huge fan of them. These things could be lifesavers, especially in people that can't take the statin medications. So they think 3.5 million to 15 million Americans could be eligible for this treatment. But they are. They're pretty damn expensive. Well, no wonder. Okay, I mean, you're talking about something that's an injection. You're talking about something that's going to do something that hasn't been done before. And, you know, it took a lot of money for these pharmaceutical companies to make the drug. You know, I agree. That's expensive. I think it's ridiculous something to be cost $14,000 a year. That's over, what, $1,200 a month? You kidding me? $1,200 a month. That's $300 a week. $300 a week. I'm doing the math as we go. $50 a day. $50 a day, even though the injection is not obviously an everyday. So, what does that mean? Well, usually what happens is, you know, when you have insurance, you don't pay the cost, okay? You pay a discounted amount. And so list price is always going to be higher than what insurance companies pay and pharmaceuticals companies receive. Okay? However, what insurance companies pay is usually not a lot to live on, and you'll usually be in the red. So, unfortunately, you have to hope that some insurance company is going to pay closer to the list price, or you have to hope for some uninsured that would pay close to list price. It's a horrible system. It's a stupid system. Okay? It's a completely messed up system. Right? You know, to try to make up for what insurance pays, you have to sock it to people that don't, you know, have insurance. It's ridiculous. But unfortunately, with the way the system is, with, you know, high deductibles and, you know, insurance companies, you know, dictating what doctors get and what pharmaceutical companies get, it's a game that everybody plays. And I'm really frustrated by it. I cannot wait to just open up a real tiny small clinic where I just get to charge $25 and I can spend however long I want to with the patient. I don't have hardly any overhead. I don't have to pay for billing costs. I don't have to pay for malpractice insurance. I don't have to pay high rent. Just a little small office where I could just charge cash and just see people, get them better. And, you know, I would even love to dispense medications if I could, but it's not financially feasible. So what do you do if you, you know, need these medications? Well, a lot of times these companies have certain rebate cards or certain coupon cards, and sometimes your insurance will, if you get that prior authorization, prove you can't take other medicines, sometimes it will help you subsidize it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.